Welcome to Israel on the Net. This is a website designed for Christians who are looking to bless their country. This is a website that's to actually pray and change the atmosphere and the political landscape of their country. I know that we've had lots of things happening over the past couple of years, and especially Israel's political landscape is changing. A lot of people think it's for the worst. A lot of people think it's for the better. But the bottom line is, Jesus is in control of everything. And if you want to change things according to God's will, then the best way to get that done is through prayer. Which type of prayer? Well, I've noticed different people are praying all different types of prayer. Some Catholics are praying to Mary. Some Christians are praying according to their theology, according to their beliefs. But you know, the most effective prayer that you can pray for your country is through the power of the Holy Spirit, is directed by the Holy Spirit, is a prayer that is formulated by the Holy Spirit, by God Himself. God will answer His own prayer, not your version of prayer or your likes or dislikes or which way you want God to go, but God will answer His prayer if you will use the Holy Spirit to pray in the Holy Ghost. Or praying in tongues is the most effective prayer that you can do for your country. If you will just spend an hour or 2 hours aside sitting down and praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit will get to work on you and your country. And you can have a collective prayer. Could you imagine millions of people in the state of Israel sitting down and praying in tongues? All directed by the Holy Spirit, by the perfect will of God. Don't you think that would be the most perfect prayer? Don't you think that would be the most effective prayer? Well, that's what this website is all about. It's not about catering to people's individual theologies and versions of prayer, but bringing people into a unity of the Spirit, bringing people into the unity of what God is trying to do with your country. I know that a lot of you are disappointed. A lot of you are dismayed. A lot of you are wondering why isn't God working or what is happening. A lot of you are walking in not very strong faith. You really don't know which way is going. There are prophets who are speaking this, prophets who are speaking that, and there's no clear vision. But you know, to get a pure, clear vision from God and then pray into it, you have to be involved with the Holy Spirit and what God is doing for your country. What is God wanting to do for your situation? What is God wanting to do for your county, for your town, or your state, or your country? The best, the most effective prayer would be praying in the Holy Spirit, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. The Bible says we're to pray for our political situation, that we may live peaceably. So how do you do that? Well, some of you have different agendas. But you know, the most effective prayer would be praying in the Holy Spirit. You might say, well, I don't even know what I'm saying. That doesn't matter. The Bible says when you speak in tongues, it's your spirit that's praying. And the Holy Spirit searches you. He searches the intent of your heart. And He searches God's will for that particular situation, for your situation, for your city's situation, and for your whole state and your country. So if you would sit down and pray in tongues for maybe an hour or 2 hours a day, every day, consistently, then you will find things will start to move in your area and then in your state and in your country. Could you imagine collectively millions of people, Spirit-filled, praying to God through the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of the Father? Could you imagine what could get done? As opposed to everybody praying their own different versions of prayer and expecting God to answer them. You know, some people are praying to do this, and some people are praying to do the opposite. Some people are praying to do something else. How is God going to answer your prayer if you are all over the place in your petition? So the most important thing, the greatest strategy of prayer, is the unity of prayer. Prayer that is directed in one direction. And how would you get that prayer? How would you organize that prayer? Well, you would let the Holy Spirit pray on your behalf. You would let the Holy Spirit formulate the prayer for you. And then you would get the perfect will of God happening in your life, in your town's life, and in your city, or in your state, or your country. That is the most effective prayer. So I'm calling upon everybody who's spirit-filled, who can speak in tongues, sit down, start praying in tongues. If you want to know more about speaking in tongues, you can go to my other website, my major website, which is a link on this page, which is clearvisionrevival.com. And you can go there and you can get a greater perspective on praying in tongues. So I hope that you will take this message to heart and that you will actually try and get on the same page with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that you would pray not the acceptable, but the perfect will of God. I have a lot to say about praying in tongues and how that it brings the perfect will of God. You know, I'm not just speaking from no experience. You know, in 2009, I sat down under the direction of the Holy Spirit and I prayed for 4 to 5 hours every day in the Holy Spirit. And I kept that up every day, 7 days a week, for 5 years. And I saw a healing ministry bloom from that. I saw a deliverance ministry come from that. I saw revelation so I could help other people get out the ditch. I could pray for them, and I walked in the power of God. And I taught other people how to step into the glory of God because I sat down and I let the Holy Spirit formulate a perfect plan for my life, a perfect ministry for my life. So I sat down, I prayed in tongues for 5 hours, 4 to 5 hours every day, 7 days a week for 5 years. And within the first 3 months of praying, I saw things starting to move. So I'm speaking from experience. So much has happened in the past couple of years to all of the countries in the world. You know, we have the COVID to deal with, but we are in the last days. Jesus is returning. We have the Great Tribulation to contend with, which is approximately 7 years. We all know about the prophecies concerning the last days. But you know, we live in the present moment now, and we need prayer to help us in this present moment now, because our situation is very up and down. Nobody knows which direction we're going in. Nobody knows which person or which faith to be affiliated to. Nobody knows which theology to follow. Nobody knows which direction to follow. Nobody knows who's got the answer. But God has the answer. You know, Israel was supposed to be the light for the nations. And now in these last days, Israel has a chance to be again the light for the nations. But you need to be full of light. You need to be full of the light of God. You need to be blessed. You need to fulfill your destiny and prophecy and to become the light of the nations. Could you imagine millions of people in the state of Israel sitting down and praying in tongues? But you know, the only way that you can do that is by prayer. You know, prayer is the powerhouse of the kingdom of God. And which prayer would you pray in? Would you pray in your own version of prayer? Would you pray to to Mary? Would you pray, if you're a Greek Orthodox, to the saints? Would you pray the rosary? Would you pray just a prayer that you've made up? that suits your particular situation? What would you do if you had the most perfect prayer for your situation and for your county, for your town, your city, and your nation? You know, I know the perfect prayer. It's praying in the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit formulate the language for you so that you can pray not just the good, acceptable, but the perfect will of God for you, for your town, for your city, for your county, for your state, for your whole nation. God has a plan for you and your nation. But if you are praying against His perfect will, if you are praying your own version of what you want to happen, you're not going to get very far. Could you imagine everybody praying their own versions of different directions and different outcomes? You've got other people praying for their version. How can God answer a multitude of prayers that are going in all different directions for your country? So the most perfect prayer you could pray would be praying in tongues, praying in the Holy Spirit. In Jude it says, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In Isaiah 28 it says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people, saying, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, this is where I may cause the weary to rest. But for all that they won't hear, because they want to go off and do their own thing, and they will stumble and fall and be caught in a trap. We don't want that for you. I want for you your perfect will of God operating in your life, in your town, your city, and your nation. So the most effective prayer would be praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues. If you sat down for an hour or 2 hours every day, and you just sat down and prayed in tongues, everything would start to come together. The perfect will of God for them, their town or city, and their state and their nation. Could you imagine what God could get done if you're on the same page with Him and His plan and purpose for your situation, for your state, for your city, for your country? Could you imagine how quick God could move? He's waiting for you to get on the same page with Him. He's waiting for you to partner with His perfect will for your situation. So if you sat down and just prayed in tongues for an hour or 2 hours a day, consistently, every day, every day, every day, not just one prayer and then that's it, but consistently every day, you would start to move mountains in your country. You would see the perfect will of God operating in your country. And you would have revelation from God about His perfect will, because the Bible says that when you start praying in tongues, you receive the mysteries of God. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. So, it's very simple. It's a simple plan. If you don't know which direction to go, if you don't know which prayer to pray, if you don't know which thing, which situation God is doing in your country, sit down and pray in tongues. Let the Holy Spirit formulate the prayer for you that will be the perfect will of God. And you will see marvelous things happen. Get on the same page with what God is doing for your country, and you will see marvelous things happen. And your prayer will be the most powerful prayer, because it comes from God, is formulated by God, and He answers His own prayer. How good is that? So we'll just leave that there. You can find all this information on this website, on this one page. And if you want to know more, you can go to my other website, which is clearvisionrevival.com. And that's where I have a great teaching about speaking in tongues and how to get your life out of the ditch, how to get your life into God's perfect will and walking in His ways and having peace and entering into the rest of God. It's a great promise that Jesus gave us. He said, all you are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. You know, that's what we really need these days now. In these last days, when we see prophecy unfolding, and Jesus Christ ready to return to this earth and take up His sovereign will, His rule, We won't have to worry about political people with their own political agendas doing the wrong thing, doing ungodly things. We'll have a perfect government operating right then. But we need prayer for this moment now, for this time. Not for 30 years from now, or 10 years, or 7 years, or even 2 years. We need prayer for this situation now, because you're living in this situation now. And you need God to move in your life now, and to answer your prayer, which was created by the Holy Spirit. And it will be the perfect prayer for you. So we'll just leave it there.